When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to choose a successor, Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, Kach lecha es Yehoshua bin Nun, Ish asher ruach bo, v'samachta es yadcha alav. Take Yehoshua, a man who will have to define what ruach means, but has the ruach in him, and put your hand on him. V'samachta es yadcha alav, where we get the word smicha. That was pasuk yudches, perek chav zayin pasuk yudches. But in Chav Gimel, what does it say? Vayismoch es yadav alav. Moshe Rabbeinu put both of his hands, not his one hand, as he was commanded. Vayismoch es yadav alav. Vayitzaveu kasher dibra Hashem biyad Moshe. Listen to what the Rav had to say. Hashem commanded Moshe to lay one hand upon Yehoshua, yet Moshe laid both hands upon him. Hashem commanded Moshe not only to do smicha, but to bestow some of your majesty, hodcha, alav. This majesty was figuratively imparted via Moshe's second hand. You see, there were two mesoros that Moshe transferred to Yehoshua. The first mesora is that of Torah learning, of lamdus. The second mesora, the hod, was experiential. One can know the entire Maseches Shabbos and yet still not know what Shabbos is. To truly know what Shabbos is, one has to spend time in the Yiddish home. Even in those neighborhoods made up predominantly of religious Jews, today one can no longer talk of the Kedusha Shabbos. True, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbos, but there are no, quote-unquote, Erev Shabbos Jews, who go out to greet Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. There are many who observe the mitzvos with their hands, with their feet, and with their mouths. But there are few indeed who truly know the meaning of avodah shebalev, service of the heart. I was raised in Khaslavich. It was a small town in Belarus. The population of that town consisted almost exclusively of poor people, workers, tradesmen, particularly peddlers. They used to travel to visit the villages within a 15-mile radius of the town. You cannot imagine the primitive conditions in which the Russian peasants lived. The people used to come home, meaning the Jewish people of Khaslavich, would come home every Friday afternoon after spending the whole week in those primitive villages. I watched them coming into the shul one by one, the water glistening from their peos and beards, because they had immersed in the mikveh. I still remember the tune which they started to recite immediately upon entering the shul, Kapitel Kuf Zayin, Psalm 107. Bar Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov. They sang a hymn of gratitude to Hashem. For what? For delivery from captivity, for freeing them from a prison. They would cling to Hashem, coming home for Shabbos, though they knew very well that the next Motzei Shabbos after nightfall, they would return to the primitive villages surrounding the town. To truly understand what Shabbos is, it is insufficient to merely know Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos. One should experience a Chassidish shtiepel for Shalosh Shudos. Not from far from where our family lived in Warsaw. Remember, his father was the Rav of Khaslavich, and then he was brought to Warsaw to be the Rosh Hashiva of the Tachtamoni. So the Rav, you know, obviously lived with his family. And he says that in Warsaw, there was a Majitzer Stiebel, where I would occasionally go for Shalosh Shudos. The Hasidim would be singing B'nei Hechala, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, Nachamo B'nei Hechala, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. It occurred to me that they weren't singing because they wanted to sing. They were singing because they did not want to allow the Shabbos to leave. I remember an encounter in this shtiebel as a small child. One of the men who'd been singing most enthusiastically, he was wearing a kapata consisting of more holes than material. And he approached me and he asked me if I recognized him. I told him I did not. And he introduced himself as Yankala the Porter, the Traeger. Now, during the week, I knew Yankala the Porter as someone very ordinary, wearing shabby clothing, walking around with a rope. I could not imagine that an individual of such regal bearing could be that very same person. Yet on Shabbos, he wore a kapata and a shtreimel, That is because his soul was not Yankel the porter, but Yankel the prince. Well, after nightfall, I naively asked him, when do we daven Maariv? He replied, do you miss the Vach, the weekdays, so much that you cannot wait to daven Maariv? This is an educational philosophical problem that has weighed heavily upon me. To contemporary Orthodox Jews, the Torah is revealed in intellectual categories, in cold thought and logic. However, it has not merited being revealed in a living sensory mode, which causes both trembling and gladdening of the heart. The American Jews recognize the Torah as an idea, but they do not encounter it as an unmediated reality that one can taste, that one can see and feel. I can explain Yom Kippur to my Talmidim. From an intellectual standpoint, there's much I can transmit. What I cannot pass on are the experiences that I myself underwent in Europe in those days. The American Jew has no awareness of the sublime experience of the Kedushas Yom Kippur. I want to describe to them the time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that once existed in Europe, but yet I can't. I would have to bring them to the house where I was raised and to show them how Reb Chaim Brisker said vidui on Yom Kippur, the atat tzadik, gasping for breath, the anachnu hirshanu, gasping for breath. In the shul, the echo of the amen that followed the shehriyanu bracha after called nidre. This I can't impart. It has to be lived. Yoshua did not only receive the Torah from Moshe, but also he received the Mesorah of how to live Yiddishkeit. Yoshua was the Mishores Moshe. Anar lo yomish mitocha ohel. Yoshua never left Moshe's side. He saw how Moshe davened mincha, how Moshe ate, how he benched, how he accepted the Shabbos, how he said vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's why he merited both Mesoros. The Mesorah of the mind and the Mesorah of the heart. And although Elazar, Pinchas, others may have been a greater Lamdan, only Yoshua could transmit the Torah to the next generation. That's the notion of what? Moshe Rabbeinu v'yismoch es yadav alav v'yatzadehu kasher diber Hashem b'yad Moshe. The two hands, one hand representing the Torah and the Lamdas, the other hand, which represented the Mesorah, not only of how to think and analyze, but how to feel, how to experience the hod, the grandeur, the majesty of Yiddishkeit.